This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Get Roger Stone, former chief political advisor to President Trump. I'm going to get his take on it next segment when he joins us. But, man, wow, the president tweeting an image of the deep staters behind bars. I also announced at the start of the show that at the end of my hosting, I would announce the winner. And I had given the computer printouts and things a couple hours ago to the crew. Will you guys bring me those computer printouts, please? And then I am going to play that piece coming up in the next segment. So we'll get that downloaded and do that. There's a lot going on. I'm sorry I'm announcing this contest 2 or 3 weeks after I was supposed to. We always pay out on the contest. There's one winner, $10,000, and we've got their NPC meme winner. But I would like to see everybody go to DrudgeReport.com or Infowars.com and make your own version of the image that Trump tweeted out that shows the deep state being locked up in prison. Again, the media is spitting it that he's a dictator, that he wants to shut people's speech down, he's a horrible person. No, they're the ones trying to overthrow the election and do all this. He's saying, now that Russia collusion is a proven lie, when do the trials for treason begin? For the illegal spying, for trying to overthrow the election, for trying to basically keep their political party in power. That is treason. Everybody should make their own images of that and send them to show tips at Infowars.com. But I will, coming up, if the water doesn't rise over Bear Creek, I am going to play the winning NPC video here for you on air. You know, I kind of thought it was the winner a couple of weeks ago, and then I got busy, and then this morning we watched again. I said, yeah, that's it. And again, the crew's super busy, and I said, end of the show, have that video in the computer. We're going to play it. In fact, do we have the video in the computer? You can almost hear the Jeopardy music. So next segment, though, and then I need to print out when we said, here are the print I did earlier about 3 hours ago. The printout that says, here is the finalist. And then we'll just repost that finalist article with the video of me announcing the winner, and we'll do that. Because, see, we're doing so much here that we kind of all do it on the fly. And then you can see how months go by sometimes, because I say something and then so much news breaks and so many epic things happen that it's easy for me to forget. But I'm not going to forget today. Today will be the day, one way or another, we're going to play that video. And one way or another, we're going to send that person $10,000. And one way or another, we're going to post an article about how they won on NewsWars.com and on Infowars.com. And it's going to happen. Now, we're going to go to break. And when we come back on the other side, Roger Stone's here with the insanity. Fox News all last night was about Dr. Jerome Corsi and Roger Stone, and then the InfoWars in the middle of it, and this is swirling insanity. But that's not even the story. It's Trump tweeting that the gloves are off and we need treason charges for these folks. That tells you everything you need to know, and we're going to cover that front and center when we come back on the other side, and then we're going to play. Or maybe not. Who knows? We're going to play who the winner is and the great job they did on the NPC meme. But whatever you do, it's not about winning $10,000. Great job, by the way, the winner. Do I punt another month? Give me a word. Punt another month? I can punt another month. I can do it. We're good. Okay, good. Sometimes I'm like Houston's down there, and I'm kind of like up here on air, and I'm not sure what's going on. Oh, and by the way, China's threatening military action against the U.S. because they want 100% tariffs on us and none on them. They're like, we here to screw you. You bend over. Ha, ha, ha. We kill our own people. Ha. So that's going on. It's all coming up with Roger Stone straight ahead. Infowars.com. Tomorrow's news today.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or, heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals and the food and water, to fight back against the modern-day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality. InfoWarsStore.com.
I've got a tiger by the tail, it's plain to see. I won't be much when you get through with me.
He never gives up. He's Alex Jones, broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, worldwide.
Well, I thought the day I met you, you were meek as a lamb. Just the kind that fit my dreams and plans. Now the pace we're living takes the wind from my sails, and it looks like I've got a tiger by the tail. I've got a tiger by the tail, it's plain to see. I won't be much.
Okay, we are definitely living in historic times. I mean, all times are historic, but this is really historic right now. And I want to go right to the meat and potatoes. It's on DrudgeReport.com. It's on NewsWars.com. And it's what everybody wanted. It's President Trump saying, well, Russiagate's totally made up, and we know that now. And so do we need treason charges against the deep state that have been illegally spying on Trump, the American people, trying to overturn the election? This is an incredible time to be alive. On Sunday night, I put out the headline, Trump set to indict Hillary and other deep staters in the coming months, because you could see the preparation. You could see him getting the new attorney general in. And you could also see them freaking out about Ivanka Trump and her private email that was done for PR, kind of ambassadorial stuff, which is not illegal. Hillary was the head of the State Department, super classified, doing it all on purpose with fake names to sell data. That's totally different. But now that the fact that they're hyping, oh, it's no big deal, Hillary's emails, because the word is the 30-plus thousand emails that other governments grabbed, the Pentagon grabbed, and Trump knows all that now. And a little birdie told me, not just Congressman Nunes, who's been saying they've got total proof of criminal activity, but little birdies told me the Pentagon is, it's all being transcribed right now and delivered to Congress in the next week. So you talk about beyond a shot across the bow here, ladies and gentlemen, because it's not just those emails are criminal. The content is criminal. But we can see the Ivanka Trump thing. They're trying to use that to make it the same thing as crimes Hillary committed, Ivanka having her own email. These were not classified emails in the State Department. She wasn't erasing them. She wasn't doing all this on purpose. So, Roger Stone, what do you make of this? What does this signal that Trump has put this tweet out, that Trump has been talking about locking him up, saying that soon we'll learn who the heroes are, and that Robert Mueller isn't one of them. And that, I mean, the word is, like Nunes has said, they're not just about to release the illegal surveillance in the line to Congress. Have you gotten the same intel I've gotten, that they're about to release the fact that they have Hillary's missing emails?
There's certainly something bigger afoot here, Alex. I think you're absolutely right about that. Part of this equation, I suspect, is the fact that we're now learning that the president had joint defense agreements with both Paul Manafort and Jerry Corsi, which means now he's heard firsthand about the treatment of those two gentlemen and the intent and the direction of the Mueller inquiry. And perhaps the president finally understands that this is a speeding bullet heading directly for his head. he is the real target here, not Stone, not Alex Jones, not Jerry Corsi. No, the real target is Donald Trump.
And his cowardly advisors have been telling him it's not the case all along, but now he knows it's all a fraud. He's like, Mueller's given uranium to Russians on tarmac. Hillary's a Chinese spy. Why the hell? So now Trump gets he's got to move.
I think that's what it means. I mean, I'm really surprised that he has not had Matthew Whitaker appoint a special prosecutor, Andrew McCarthy, Judge Andrew Napolitano, Judge Jeanine Pirro, who is a former prosecuting district attorney, as a special counsel to look into Uranium One and the use of the illegal FISA warrants to spy on the Trump campaign.
But what does it signify him tweeting? We'll put the image from Infowars.com and of the Hill, all of it. He's not calling for their arrest. He's calling for their investigation, their indictment, their trial. They've all nakedly committed these crimes. I think this signals where Trump's going. This is a big deal.
I think that it is a signal that the president finally sees the big picture. And the fact that, as we've been saying here on Infowars for almost 2 years, the whole Russian narrative, the Russian collusion delusion, was meant as a distraction from the larger crimes of the Obama, Clinton, Bush regime. It was meant as a distraction for Uranium One, the largest treasonous financial crime in American history. It was meant as a distraction from the abuse of power in the use of the surveillance authority and capability of the state against Donald Trump's campaign. It was meant as a distraction from the Obama FBI infiltration of Donald Trump's campaign. What better way to avoid detection for your own crimes than to try to point out faux criminality by someone else?
And I was about to say, Roger, the brazen, naked chutzpah, the bravado, the whatever you want to call it, of Hillary and Mueller and them all deep in bed with the Russians and the Chinese and selling America out and hating the country, to then try to project that onto their political enemies. It's just reeks of megalomania.
But the reason they did it, Alex, the reason they thought they could get away with it, is because they had willing handmaidens in the mainstream media press. That's why they're so desperate to close InfoWars down. That's why they're so desperate to censor conservative, Republican, or pro-Trump voices on the internet. Because it's only with that mainstream media monopoly that they can keep the cover-up of their crimes secure. They knew that the only one raising the questions about their criminality would be Donald Trump, and that it would not get amplified in the media.
Well, sure, well, that's my next point. It was you and Roger Stone, off of mainstream New York Times articles from years before, back when they did their job, Hillary's Russia problem, Hillary's Uranium One problem. You guys were just already knew it, Podesta and the foundation was obviously pay to play. So the fact that Robert Mueller and Hillary and her former top lawyer are the ones going after all of us, when they're literally going after journalists that expose their Russia connection, it's so incredible.
Well, when it was revealed roughly 10 days ago that the woman attorney working for the Mueller probe, who was leading the inquisition in and potential prosecution of Roger Stone, was Jeannie Rhee, who represented the Clinton Foundation, who was a donor to Hillary Clinton, who was essentially Hillary Clinton's personal legal attack dog, where was that covered? InfoWars, The Daily Caller, Big League Politics, Gateway Pundit, Breitbart? Where was it not covered, not even ever mentioned? The New York Times, The Washington Post, The Wall Street Journal, ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN. You see, it's a classic example of why they are so brazen, because the mainstream media has their back, and the alternative media that supports us, they're actively acting to censor so that we have no voice.
I agree. But the good news is Trump's taking the gloves off, and that means he's going to take them off. They're talking about antitrust against Apple, Google. It's all about to happen. What do you expect the deep state to do now? I see this moment as the maximum danger point. I mean, this is the thick of the battle. This is the heart of the battle.
You're absolutely right. That's why they're suddenly leaking fake stories about Paul Manafort meeting with Julian Assange in London in March of 2016. Completely false. They're now trying to match up every time I've been on InfoWars and mentioned that I spoke to Donald Trump in 2016 or 2015. They're now trying to match that up with things the president said in public to try to prove that there's some connection between the two when there isn't. I mean, this is, we're now to the point where Mr. Mueller and his associates are shaking every tree because Paul Manafort won't tell them what they want to hear. Jerry Corsi, at least to some extent, won't tell them what they want to hear, and therefore they have no Russian collusion. The target is not Roger Stone or Alex Jones or Jerry Corsi. The target is Donald Trump, and they have no bullets. That's where we are.
And the media keeps saying, don't criticize Mueller, this political whore. That's whatever they tell you not to do is what you should be doing. So let's talk about what Trump should do straight ahead and how he's going to counterstrike, because they now know they are in the political crosshairs big time, ladies and gentlemen. This is an incredible historic point in our country. I mean, you could cut the suspense with a knife.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95. And their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Any anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This hour with me, and obviously he'll be hosting the War Room come up today. You couldn't have somebody more in the center of everything going on in this country than Roger Stone, other than Donald Trump or than Alex Jones or Dr. Corsi. It's funny how it's just a very small group of people that they're honed in on, isn't it? Because they know who engineered, not with WikiLeaks, but with our own research, much of the blueprint to defeat Hillary. And that's really what a lot of this is. I don't want to brag about this because I'm not into being a public figure. But the system knows we had this great grassroots populist come from behind win. And so we're heroes in the eyes of many of the people. So you then got to lie about us, say we're Russian agents, demonize us, say we stole the election when it's Hillary and the WikiLeaks rigging everything and fake polls and everything, rigging the debates, calling for race war. So I'm not saying I'm a hero. I'm saying to the folk out there, to the people, they don't want you to have a win. They don't want to say you had a win because the American people are heroes for waking up and cutting through the brainwashing. And so then they turn into how we stole it and we're nasty and we're bad and blah, blah, blah. But really, they're nasty and bad. Like Trump said, Bob Mueller is not a hero. He's a monster, and it's going to come out. The real heroes will come out. And that's the American people. But you see how they had to change that narrative. They had to shut down our finances and take us off the web so we couldn't respond when they said horrible things about us. We'll go back to Roger Stone in a moment, but I want to announce a few weeks late, but I always do our contest. We'll be contacting the maker of this and having him on as a guest for a segment or so, but I wanted to get this done. How do you pronounce this? Carpe Donctum? Carpe D-O-N-K-T-U-M. And they made this piece, this NPC meme, that corresponds with Rowdy Roddy Piper, and they live. Rowdy Roddy Piper was a big listener. He was on before he died. Another one of the great interviews. They deleted it off YouTube. You can still find it somewhere, probably. And this is a little two-minute. This is the winner. One winner. A lot of images, a lot of videos. Could have been an image, could have been a video. But this is the winner. But you're all winners by getting politically involved, standing up, and taking action. So here is the winner. We'll get in contact with you. I'll shoot you a check for $10,000. But everybody that entered is a winner for standing up to the tyrants and not being an NPC. Here it is. I'll kind of do a radio-friendly deal. He puts the sunglasses on. He's the anti-star on Hollywood Boulevard. We were going to school. There were certain teachers. Fake news, dumpster fire, CNN. CNN is lies. CNN said there's no caravan. Remember that 2 weeks ago? I think you're idiots. This is CNN. Party of love, Democrats. Change that matters. Put the glasses on. What's it turn into? Orange man bad. You have no ideas. Conform, consume, chop your testicles off, roll over and die.
We don't need no thought control.
Stay asleep, obey.
No doctor, no
What's your problem?
He said the InfoWars.com. Classified.
I said, what's your problem?
Most of it is really visual if you're a radio listener, but we're posting the winner to InfoWars.com. Another NPC in the wall is the name of the video on YouTube and other platforms. If you want to get it, spread it. Another NPC in the wall. 2 minutes, 20 seconds.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
We're breaking the conditioning! Ah! Ah! You know, we got that six-minute intro with Roddy Piper. Man, what a cool guy. All right, let's stop right there. Roger, you're going to take over here, but I just wanted to ask you this question. I know you're in the thick of this constantly, and they could indict you any minute, but you're like a superhero. They keep falling short. They had to get Manafort on some made-up tax stuff from 15 years ago. They had to go after Cohen for his taxi business, not paying taxes, and had nothing to do with Trump. And he rolled over like a dead fish in the sun. But moving on from that, Trump is signaling he's going after him, and they're scared. Let's not get too confident. How are they going to counterstrike?
Well, you know, it is still a concern of mine that Donald Trump Jr. may be the next one in the chute rather than Roger Stone or Jerry Corsi or anyone else. And I think they're going to be desperate to try to make something once again out of the Trump Tower meeting. What's amazing to me, as this meeting that Donald Trump Jr. had with a Russian woman lawyer, it never gets included in the mainstream media that she met with representatives from Fusion GPS both before and after the meeting. I think that's called briefing and debriefing. But
I'm about to say, Fusion GPS isn't really Russian. It's a Soros leftist cutout group that they didn't blame Russians with.
Right, and that they could funnel money to from the DNC and through Hillary's campaign to formulate the phony Steele dossier.
Man, what would you say? A little bird's told you about what else Fusion GPS. Well, you know what they've been up to. They're some naughty people, aren't they, Roger?
No, they are some very bad people. And it's amazing to me what an important part of shutting InfoWars down is to their overall strategy. I mean, we're not just blowing smoke here. We're the cutting edge. We're the Paul Revere of this.
No, it's
story.
Like we woke up the Millennium Falcon in Episode 4 of Star Wars being chased by two Star Destroyers. I mean, it's like we really are the target because we know what's going on. And we just keep telling the listeners that because, folks, this isn't like other entertainment or other shows. This, the buzzards are circling us.
And they know that InfoWars has the ability to mobilize millions of people. To contact the White House, for example, through our WriteTrump.com program to urge him to direct his Justice Department to bring an antitrust action against Google and Apple and Facebook and Twitter and so on to end the censorship, not just of InfoWars, but of all conservatives, all libertarians, all Republicans, all Trump supporters. This is a vitally important program. And they know that we're the ones that rally the people to action. And that scares the daylights out of them.
WriteTrump.com. It's free. And next week, we're going to do a bunch of them and mail them off to not just the White House, but other places the president goes to, like Mar-a-Lago, where he's about to go for Christmas. Make no mistake, Trump's not perfect, but he's the real deal. He represents this country. So does InfoWars. Please support us. We love you all and appreciate you. We'll be right back with Roger Stone.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2 that's been incredible.
Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go with water filtration systems of every size for every budget. Now, GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
From the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Roger Stone.
Welcome back. I'm Roger Stone, and you're on The Alex Jones Show. Last night, I was privileged to join Laura Ingraham on the Ingraham Angle on Fox, and then once again joined her on her radio show this morning. Let's take a look.
Earlier today, the Daily Caller reported of an early copy of a book written by author Jerome Corsi. Now, in this book, Corsi claims that he testified to Mueller's grand jury that just 1 month before the 2016 election, Trump confidant Roger Stone asked asked him to contact Julian Assange about releasing John Podesta's emails. Now, Corsi claims this was because Stone had advanced knowledge of the release of those infamous Access Hollywood tape, that knowledge that he knew about that, and advanced knowledge of the emails themselves. Corsi was asked about this earlier tonight on our own Tucker Carlson.
This is a political witch hunt. Because I did not have a contact with Assange, but yet had figured out that Assange had Podesta's emails, and I figured it out and told Roger Stone and told many people in August, and it just happened that I was right. I did figure it out, and I connect the dots, and this time I happened to be right. You just won't believe that I figured it out.
Roger Stone is disputing some of Corsi's other claims, and he has a lot to say. He joins us now in an exclusive interview to tell us what is going on here. Roger, it's good to see you tonight. I know you watched what Mr. Corsi said on Tucker Carlson's show. A lot of folks watching, you know, they think of the Mueller probe and, like, nefarious Russian plots. And they hear, you know, Assange's name and the Ecuadorian embassy. They don't know who Jerome Corsi is, and they kind of know who you are. But simplify this for us so our listeners know what they need to know to understand the current state of affairs in this investigation as it pertains to you.
Well, first of all, Laura, thank you for having me, because my own show at InfoWars is so heavily censored to deny me a forum to have a chance to defend myself. I'm very grateful for the chance to be here. This is really simple. It shows what happens when you hotbox a 72-year-old man for 40 hours, as the Mueller interrogators did. Quite clearly, I made it very clear that on August 21st, I posted a tweet that said, "The Podesta's time in the barrel will come." I meant that public scrutiny of the Podesta's Russian business interests, as I had been briefed about by Jerry Corsi, would be in the media. Now Jerry Corsi has been browbeat into claiming that that was some kind of a cover story, and because I was taking heat for that tweet. But that's not even logical, Laura, because my tweet wasn't controversial until 6 weeks later when Julian Assange published John Podesta's emails. So I had no advance notice that his emails would be stolen or that they would be published. And then the secondary claim that I knew about the Billy Bush NBC tape in advance, and that I asked Jerry Corsi to contact Julian Assange to ask Assange to move up or move back his data dump to distract attention from that, that's a fairy tale. That's just whole cloth. I learned about it at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Like every other American, I was actually on the street in Manhattan.
And Roger, there was no...
It's sad that he's been pressured this way.
Roger, there's
false witness against
there's
him.
No text evidence or email evidence regarding the Billy Bush claim, and nothing definitive about the other claim about advanced knowledge. There's this one email from you to Corsi from July 25th of 2016. We'll just put it up on the screen. Then this is from the draft court papers. Get to, I guess, Assange at the Ecuadorian embassy in London and get the pending WikiLeaks emails. That's what you've referenced several times. And just once again, why doesn't that look bad?
Well, there's an important backstory, because hours before that, I was forwarded an email by James Rosen of Fox that had been sent to me by Charles Ortel, one of the very best researchers and investigators in the country. And Rosen had gotten a tip that the disclosures were going to be about the Clinton Foundation. Like every Politico, like every political reporter in America, I was curious about what Assange had. The bottom line of this, Laura, is very clear. Nothing we've learned in the last 72 hours shows that there was any collusion between the Russian state and Donald Trump's campaign. $20 million and 2 years in, there's still no evidence of any such Russian collusion.
Well, not
this
according
is
to
a witch hunt.
Roger, not according to David Cicilline, who, and this is from today on CNN, who made a contrary claim. Let's watch. Well, I think, again, this is more evidence of an ongoing conspiracy or collusion between high-ranking Trump campaign officials and WikiLeaks and Julian Assange and the stolen emails. You can see that he's not only directing Jerome Corsi to get information about or get the copies of the emails or get information about them, he reports back to Roger Stone on August 2nd.
Your response to him, some of it you've covered.
When did, when did political gossip become criminalized? Everybody in America wanted to know after Assange teased these emails on CNN in June and then on Fox in August what exactly it was that he had. But there is no flow of information. I received no emails and passed no emails on to Donald Trump or the Trump campaign. That's just a fairy tale. But it, let's face it, the entire Russian collusion delusion is meant to distract us from the fact that the Obama administration, the Obama NSA, the Obama FBI were using illegal, unconstitutional FISA warrants to spy on Donald Trump's campaign. And we're using the FBI to infiltrate Donald Trump's campaign. That plus Uranium One, there's a great need to distract from all of those things. So we point to Donald Trump and the phony Russian collusion, which just doesn't exist.
Have you been offered a deal by the special counsel?
Most certainly not. And there's no circumstance under whatsoever that I would bear false witness against the president. I am being persecuted because I supported Donald Trump for president and because I helped defeat Hillary Clinton and for no other reason.
Roger Stone, thank you so much for joining us tonight. We really appreciate it.
And there you have it. I couldn't do a better summary myself, although I guess I just did. It's extraordinary today the way the media has run with the four mischaracterized, or I guess it's three mischaracterized emails that are summarized but not produced in the essentially the bill of particulars against Dr. Jerry Corsi. Nothing in them, contrary to some public reports, shows that I had advanced notice of the fact that John Podesta's emails had been stolen and would be published. There is an oblique reference from Jerry Corsi that it's time for the American people to learn more about the Podestas and that there are two dumps coming, and the second one will be more devastating. But later, on October 3rd, Jerry Corsi not only sends me a text message, but also puts up a tweet saying, it's clear that Assange has nothing. He must have been bluffing. It's all BS. This was after Assange's October 3rd, 2nd, but 3rd in the United States, press conference. So clearly, Jerry Corsi hadn't seen anything in advance. Additionally, I have text messages from Jerry Corsi when he actually read the WikiLeaks dumps in which he says, wow, there's a lot of information on the Podestas here. So clearly, he had no advance notice. I had no advance notice. Alex Jones had no advance notice. This is part of the canard, as we call it, the Russian delusion fairy tale. I'm Roger Stone. You're on the Alex Jones Show. When we come back, I want to talk about why I told The Spectator in Britain I thought it was possible that Donald Trump would not run again. They published that as a blazing headline, implying perhaps that I thought he'd be run out of the presidency, but that's not what I was saying at all. When we come back on the other side, we'll talk about 2020 and what the president's really going to do.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay Heating
pads, and pillows are often an Amazon choice. And it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com. Or call us, 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361. Or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Detailed at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
My fellow Americans, let me make this perfectly clear. You're listening to Roger Stone on InfoWars.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. I'm Roger Stone, sitting in for the great Alex Jones. Yesterday, at the top of the Drudge Report, was a story from The Spectator in the UK, in which I said that I thought it was possible that Donald Trump would not run again in 2020. I was a little disappointed because the context was not clear. What I was saying was that if the president continues to turbocharge the economy in the next 2 years as he has in the previous 2 years, if the president maintains our border security, repels the caravans, and builds a wall, if the president renegotiates individual mutually beneficial
trade deals with every nation instead of trying to shoehorn everybody into one big multi-international one-size-fits-all trade deal that doesn't serve the United States. If the president succeeds in rebuilding completely our military strength and preparedness, if the president once and for all set a course for extensive economic expansion, then I think it would be incredibly possible for the president to not only say, I've made America great again, go down in history as one of our greatest presidents ever, and ride off into the sunset. So I was not implying that he would be driven from the American presidency or that he wouldn't be able to attain reelection. But let's face it, the American presidency has cost Donald Trump over $2 billion of his own net worth. So unlike the Clintons and the Obamas and the Bushes, he hasn't made millions from the presidency. It's actually cost him hundreds of millions. In fact, billions of dollars. And then there's the personal wear and tear, because the president and his family are the subject of vicious personal attacks in the mainstream media every single day. Now, I've been in American politics for 40 plus years. Donald Trump is the single toughest individual I've ever worked with. And I worked with former President Richard Nixon. I worked with Senator Bob Dole. I worked with some really tough customers. But Donald Trump is a man of uncommon courage, extraordinary energy, and he's extraordinarily stubborn. I don't mean that in a negative sense. I mean it in a positive sense. What I mean is, when he fixes on a goal, he will do whatever it takes to achieve that goal. When he seizes on an idea, for example, the idea of tax reduction and regulation reduction in order to recharge our economy, he will not be deterred by anyone. And now it appears to me that he has set his mind on progressing against those who are the real criminals. Wasn't it Mick Jagger of the Rolling Stone who said, every cop is a criminal? Well, that's certainly the case here. The people pressing the case for Russian collusion are the people who sold 20% of America's enriched uranium. That's the uranium used for creating weapons, not for creating heating fuel, to the Russian state, are the very same people who are now accusing this president of Russian collusion. If Mr. Mueller wants to see Russian collusion, he should look in the mirror. Since he is the one who schlepped the uranium samples to Stockholm for the Russians to inspect before they closed the deal. And then there's Bill and Hillary Clinton. They took $145 million from the Russian energy company while the fate of 20% of America's enriched uranium was on Hillary's desk for approval. No, I think it's all about to turn. And I think the president has had his fill. Now, as I said in the first segment, I believe it's entirely possible that because of the joint defense agreements between Jerry Corsi and the president and Donald Trump and the president, he's gotten a firsthand look at exactly how the special counsel operates and where they are headed. And this is probably the most important point I want to make today. This isn't about Roger Stone. It isn't about Jerry Corsi. It isn't about Paul Manafort. It isn't about Alex Jones. It isn't about any of us. It's about Donald Trump and undoing what they could not do at the ballot box, undoing the 2016 election. You see, the two-party duopoly, the neocons who have run this country into the ground, had 2016 all figured out. It was going to be Jeb Bush versus Hillary Clinton, Tweedledee and Tweedledum, or Tweedledumber. So what we have here is the shock to this day over the improbable election of a man who believes in American supremacy, a man who believes in American sovereignty, a man who believes in American exceptionalism, a man who believes in America's strength and the free enterprise system, a man who believes in borders and not one world government, not globalist government. Now, the president, I think, is finally going to take the gloves off. Will it be the appointment of a special prosecutor to examine the crimes of the illegal and unconstitutional use of FISA warrants? Will it be the termination of Mr. Mueller and his witch hunt? I think the war drums grow louder. As one who has had to bear the brunt of this, I have to make a personal appeal. Yes, I had to set up a legal defense fund because, frankly, folks, the costs of defending myself against the onrushing thugs of Robert Mueller is costing me to the point of bankruptcy. Yes, it will destroy my family financially unless I get your help. I ask you to go to stonedefensefund.com. That's stonedefensefund.com and send a contribution today. I have not only the investigations, witch hunt investigations of the U.S. Senate Intelligence and Judiciary Committees. I have a newly energized Adam Schiff in the House Intelligence Committee, who's already today demanding the records of Jerry Corsi to try to determine whether or not I perjured myself before that committee. By the way, Adam, I didn't. We have no choice but to continue to fight. You see, that's part of their tactic, is to wear you down financially so that you are so depleted of resources that you end up pleading guilty, as General Flynn did, to some minor process charge, a crime that you didn't really commit. Well, I'm not going to do that, but I need you to have my back. Here's the bottom line. Robert Mueller knows that he has to come through me to get to Donald Trump. And that's why they want me out of the picture. And it's why they want InfoWars shut down, so that I have no platform, so Alex Jones has no platform, so David Knight has no platform, so Owen Schroyer has no platform, so those who would defend the president and those who would bring you the truth have no voice. That's why now I want you to go to the InfoWars.com site. This is vitally important. We have no multinational corporations who are underwriting what we do here. We have no big, giant national sponsors. We can depend only on you. And it's Cyber Week. 50% off plus free shipping on some of our very most popular products. So whether it is one of our cutting-edge nutraceuticals, whether it is a book, whether it is a t-shirt, whether it is my personal favorite, Brain Force Plus, or whether it's the new X3, which is the very best natural iodine supplement you can buy, or my other favorite, a colloidal silver bullet, the best silver concoction out there, all natural, extraordinarily effective. Know that this is the place to do your Christmas shopping. Because as Alex Jones says, it's a 360-degree win. Not only are you getting great products, but unlike buying at Whole Foods, let's say, you're also financing the fight for freedom and internet and against internet censorship. So, folks, please go to the InfoWars.com store now. This is how you can support Roger Stone. This is how you can support Alex Jones. This is how you can support InfoWars. And we make you this promise. We will never quit the fight. We will never cut and run. We will never head for the tall grass. We're there till the bitter end to fight for liberty, to fight for justice, to fight for the Constitution, to fight for freedom, and above all, to fight for the First Amendment. And, need I say it, to fight for President Donald Trump and his reform agenda. Thanks for joining me on the Alex Jones Show. Thank you, and God bless you.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio.
We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.